Long before reggae went global, Jamaicans had created another distinctive sound. Mento, as it was called, had filled the nightclubs of the cities and towns since the 1940s. In the early 50s, a Kingston businessman named Stanley Mata started recording the music on his MRS label. Some of that music has been re-released in the UK, and it will be released here this summer. The collection is called Mento Madness, Mata's Jamaican Mento, 1951-56. Chris Nixon offers a glimpse of what's ahead.
These days, the Jamaican musical form of mento is merely a dusty historical footnote. Musically, it originally blended the dances of the plantation owners with the syncopated rhythmic influence of the African slaves. The result was a highly erotic dance.
All the light, all the light, all the light, make me boil the rice. All the light, all the light, all the light, make me boil the rice. If you're feeling bad, if you're feeling bad, if you're feeling bad.
Lyrically, like most folk music, it was a source of history, news, and pointed social commentary. Stanley Mata, who ran an appliance business, loved mento so much that he opened the island's first recording studio to record the music, then started a label to make it available. The first release in 1951 was this jazzy patois medley from Lord Fly.
Everybody, old man say, you not I know donkey dong de. Everybody, old man say, you not I know donkey dong de. How the jackass a jump and pray, let him pray, let him pray. How the jackass a jump and pray, let him pray, let him pray. Oh, everybody, old man say, no, you tie no donkey dong there. Everybody, old man say, you no tie no donkey dong there. Oh, the jackass a jump and pray, let him pray, let him pray. The jackass a jump and pray, let him pray, let him pray.
Many people were familiar with Trinidadian calypso, which was enjoying an international heyday in the 50s. To catch in on the craze, mento was often marketed in other parts of the world as calypso, and they certainly shared a similar simplicity, wit, and brevity. But mento's place as dance music meant an emphasis on melody and rhythm. Even in its rawest form, mento reveled in the performance as much as the song. This tenor banjo solo by Eddie Brown on Soulless Market is a prime example. It's concise, but still very sophisticated and with a dash of humor.
Come wake up my banana, down a Soulless Market. Take out your long, long thread bar for the higgler hockey. Come wake her down, come wake her down, come wake her down. A Soulless Market, come wake her down, come wake her down. Wake up my banana.
By the end of the decade, mento's time had largely passed. It was replaced in the dance halls by R&B and then ska, the homegrown forerunner of reggae. Now, mento only exists in a few tourist hotels. Mento Madness, incidentally the first disc to look back at the music's history, artfully captures the music's free spirit.
The music is from a CD called Mento Madness. It will be released in the U.S. this summer. Our critic is Chris Nixon.
Then you turn your back and reverse inside. Drive it home. There's no word to say. Man, I shouldn't be so much memory.